Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Ken Carmen Show on CBS Sports Radio.
It is time. Stu, get it with the five burning questions.
All right, Ken. Oregon State pitcher Luke Heimlich has had an incredible year with an 11-1 record, 0.75 ERA, and 128 strikeouts for the number one ranked team in the country. However, earlier this week, the Oregonian discovered that Heimlich had to register as a sex offender for admitting in 2012 that he molested a six-year-old family member. Heimlich was expected to go in the first round of this week's MLB draft, but now his future is very unclear. If your baseball team drafted Heimlich, how would you feel?
That's as creepy as it gets. No. I know that you go back to, well, he was a... No. No. Moving on. No. Go ahead.
One of the biggest issues and main talking points during the past NBA season was star players resting, especially during national TV games against top teams. Commissioner Adam Silver has reportedly taken steps to combat this by teaming with the league's competition committee to create resting guidelines. What do you believe the league should do, if anything at all, when it comes to teams resting players?
I don't understand if there's anything you can do. I know it's an entertainment business, like all professional sports, but my entertainment is, for my fan base, is that they want to see a championship. So part of this is where you rest guys. I think if you have less back-to-backs, which I'm sure that's something that Adam Silver is trying to work on, but if you have less back-to-backs, I think that that makes it a little bit more equal and a little bit more possible where guys are going to go out there and get their work. Because this is one of the misunderstandings we have. Yeah, night off every now and then is great. Guys want to get their work in. Now, I'm sure that LeBron's doing it. First off, San Antonio's been doing it a long time. Golden State did it this year. Cleveland's obviously done it. LeBron's obviously done it. Someday they'll do it for Russ Westbrook. They'll do it for James Harden someday. That was one of the main issues about him in the postseason, whether or not he was dog-ass tired because he was going for the MVP during the regular season. So they'll eventually do it. So the only realistic thing I can give is, do you want to have less back-to-backs or no back-to-backs? Okay, no back-to-backs. Let's see if we can elongate the schedule or change the schedule around where we have less back-to-backs or no back-to-backs, because that's the only realistic thing you can do. I can't look at Greg Popovich and go, yeah, I know you're trying to win a championship, but we have a whole bunch of people who are on social media bellyaching because they didn't get to see the prime player. You know, if you didn't get to see Tim Duncan played a lot of games for about 13 years before he started resting. You didn't get to see LeBron James. He played a lot of games in a lot of cities for about 12 years before he started resting. I'm sorry. It sucks to be you. They can't make everybody happy because you have to protect your constituency. And in San Antonio, they wanted championships. In Cleveland, they want championships. In Golden State, they want championships. So I have no time to be worried about you and your fan base and you being upset about it. Next.
The IOC announced on Friday that they have added 3-on-3 basketball to the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. The games will have FIBA rules, played in a half court with a 12-second shot clock, and scoring will go by ones and twos over a single 10-minute period. What is your level of interest in 3-on-3 basketball in the Olympics?
Is America allowed to be in it?
I assume they will be, yes.
The United States is allowed to be in it, then the United States should dominate. Is that not true?
That they should dominate, you're right.
So what's the rules of 3-on-3 basketball again?
So it's half court.
Half court.
12-second shot clock. Scoring will go by one or two, so obviously if you have a
12-second shot clock.
Yeah, it's going to be very fast-paced.
This is in the Olympics?
Yeah.
So I'm basically going to get white men can't jump in the Olympics.
I guess so.
You didn't think about that, did you, Stu?
No, I didn't. I really didn't.
You know what? Yeah, I'm going to watch it. It's the Olympics. I love to get on my soapbox and talk about how it ruins cultures and countries and how these countries go into debt for all these sports arenas that they can't afford. Yeah, this, that, and the other. You know what? I'm still watching water polo for my only time in 4 years. I'll still watch race walking for the only time in 4 years. It still is interesting. And those athletes, they have nothing to do with how corrupt the IOC is. They work their ass off for 4 years. They dedicate their lives to those sports. So I'll respect those people. I'll respect those athletes. And whoever's playing half-court basketball, I'll respect them too. That's it.
That's it. All right. Sticking with Olympic sports, Usain Bolt competed in his final race in his native Jamaica last night. The eight-time Olympic gold medalist says he plans to end his career in August at the World Championships in London. Where does Bolt rank for you among the greatest Olympic athletes of all time?
Gosh, you and these Olympics. Is it that slow of a year already? If we find out he's clean, I think that he's one of the greatest ever. Okay? And that's one of the things that I have to be cynical. Is it wrong of me to be cynical about him?
No,
because unless you're some Sterling fanboy for Usain Bolt, you have to be a little bit going, wait a minute. You're telling me in this generation where guys are faster than they've ever been before, even though that I know that the ground was different, Jesse Owens would be as fast as a lot of these guys, regardless. If we're talking about guys being faster or putting in times where they've ever been the fastest they've ever been, and they're dedicating their lives to it, this one guy is basically backpedaling and hamming it up for the crowd. He's that dominant in 2017. Okay, he might legitimately be that way, and if he is, he's one of the greatest Olympians who have ever been there. Him, Michael Phelps, you know, the other ones that we bring up that I can't think about it because it's not the Olympics time yet, and we'll reevaluate then at that time. But yeah, I have to wonder whether or not he's clean. I have to. I have to wonder that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And finally, Ken, a pair of Michael Jordan sneakers set the record for highest price of a game-used pair of shoes at over $190,000. What's the highest price you would pay for game-used memorabilia is part one. And part two is, what's the greatest piece of memorabilia that you own?
I'm not a big memorabilia guy. What were the shoes? Were they like the flu game or something?
1984 Olympics, speaking of Olympics.
Oh, the 84. What? Did you just go to the Olympics website and
not,
just look up
I
a bunch
promise,
of questions?
This is an Olympic question.
What a half-assed effort.
To be fair, this is an Olympic question.
Like, even if it was next week and it was the U.S. Open and you asked me a bunch of golf-related questions, at least it would be topical. All of a sudden, we have the Olympics. I have two finals here with the Stanley Cup and the NBA, and you're bringing up a whole bunch of stuff about
the
Olympics.
You did a whole show so far on those.
The Olympics.
Stu really should have been asking me the memorabilia
God,
questions.
Stu. Yeah, you go ahead. Peter, I don't have anything. I really don't. I have a couple of knickknacks here and there, but nothing like, oh, this is my sign so-and-so bat. I don't have any of that stuff.
Have,
go ahead there, Peter.
I have a nice collection of stuff at home. A lot of it has sentimental value. I don't know how much of it is worth that much, but I will say that my grandfather, when I was a kid, gave me this Yankees pennant, really old Yankees pennant, felt, has a little caricature of Yankee Stadium on it, says AL Champs. At the time, he told me he thought it was from the 50s. I went to a Yankee game when the new stadium opened up, went to the museum, and they had a display by decades. And in the 1920 section, it had the exact same pennant that my grandfather gave me.
Oh, wow.
So I have this pennant that I believe, and I still have to get it appraised, and I'm trying to get that done. But I have this pennant, Yankee pennant, from the World Series that that may have been from the 1920s. And that, to me, I don't really care what it's worth. I'd like to know what it's worth. But to me, just because my grandfather gave it to me, I would never sell it. I'll pass it down to my kids.
You gonna go to training camp and have Eli Manning appraise that for you?
Yeah. You know what's funny about that? I took my son when they first named the new Meadowlands Stadium MetLife Stadium. They had an event for it in New York City, and I took my son to it, and there were Jet and Giant players both there, and he's got a football and it's legitimately autographed by both Mark Sanchez and Eli Manning. And I looked at the autograph that Manning signed, and I looked at some other Eli Manning signed stuff that I've seen on the internet. And again, I watched the guy sign this ball for my son, and I also watched him sign a ball at training camp a couple of years ago. And I'm telling you, you got to be careful if you're going to buy anything that's autographed, because I've seen so many different variations of it. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, I've paid for one autograph in my entire life, and I regret it to this day.
Who was it?
Joe Namath was signing autographs at a mall on Long Island, and I brought a jersey there. I paid $75 to get the jersey autographed.
Oh my.
And he didn't like the way he signed it on one side, so he signed both sides of it for me. I went to go get it framed. I hung it up in my apartment at the time because I was single. One day I looked at it. The autograph evaporated. I took it back to the framing guy.
Oh,
I said,
no.
Can you flip it around? The other side's autographed too. Flipped it around the other side. I put it back up on the wall. Again, it's out of the sunlight. There would be no reason for it to it evaporated again. So whatever marker he was using that day was just bad. And I have this framed Joe Namath jersey now with no autograph on it.
You got to go with the Sharpie. You got to go with the name brand on that
stuff. It looked like it was a Sharpie, and this must have been a bad one. And now I've got this framed Joe Namath jersey with no autograph on it.
Can you sue the fine folks at Sharpie for that?
No, I can't even sue the guy who owned the store because he's dead now.
Can you sue the estate?
I don't know.
I'm looking for somebody to sue for you.
Well, I'm just trying to get somebody to hook me up with Namath to re-sign the jersey. So I'm working on that.
$75.
Down the freaking drain. Down the freaking drain. Because I said to myself, when am I going to see him? Because if I ever saw him in a professional manner, like I've been to press conferences with him, I mean, that's not the time to do it. So I'm like, when am I going to see him? So I plunked down the $75, and now I'm out the $75. But I've got a couple of people that are going to try to help me get the jersey signed again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.